VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The first high-level talks between Russia and Ukraine since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine took place Thursday in Turkey. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba told reporters there had been no progress on achieving a 24-hour ceasefire after the talks. Meanwhile, Russia said Thursday a Ukrainian claim that it bombed a children's hospital in Mariupol in southern Ukraine on Wednesday was fake news. A UN permanent representative made the claim Thursday on Twitter, adding Moscow had warned earlier this week that the hospital had been converted into a military outpost. The Russian airstrike at the maternity hospital killed several people while civilians remained trapped without vital services needed to survive. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Shelling echoed in the air as a Russian airstrike destroyed a maternity hospital in Mariupol. A mother who was inside of the hospital at the time of the blast cries in shock as she cradles her baby. Meanwhile, around Ukraine, thousands of civilians are unable to escape besieged or destroyed areas as they suffer from electricity outages, food shortages, and other vital services. Thousands are hoping to find relief through safe exits agreed upon by Ukraine and Russia. European resident Dmytro Gutovsky managed to escape through one of these corridors. There are a lot of people who stayed in shelters, and there are a lot of distractions. There's no water, mobile network, gas, or anything. Violinist Vera Litovchenko is confined to her cellar in Kharkiv with 11 other people as they shelter from the bombs. Now she plays to give people hope. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia has repeatedly denied targeting civilians, and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Thursday they do not plan to attack other countries, while adding, "We did not attack Ukraine either." This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President